kach brishusoi. V'yafa gav tahamida shaloi. V'derach sirso limda b'midoso l'shtaker yehochi k'nishpro nishpro l'sirso. Yeah. That's the chiddush over here. That the Reish is talking about that true, the kli belongs to the sirso, just he's not around right now. Therefore, if it breaks, he's not chayiv. Like they're borrowing it from the sirso. So therefore, now it's very good. It doesn't belong to either the mocher or the lokech. They both borrowed it, like to use it for the sale. So therefore, it's a svara. Once you fill up the barrel, that shows the mocher like wants to sell it, and the whole thing now belongs to the lokech. He's kind of the whole thing. Before the barrel is filled up, then we still see the wine belongs to the mocher. Therefore, the mocher could retract. That's the ratio. But Seif is talking about Seifa b'sirsar atzmai. The Seif is talking about not that they borrowed it from the middleman, from the salesman, but the salesman is there himself. So the salesman took the wine from the original owner, and now he's selling it to somebody. So there the Seif says, let's say the barrel breaks now, the sirsar, the middleman, he's the one that loses out. Then it says what? Herchino umitzas harehu shomecher. If, let's say, after he let the three drops drip out, and then he took to the barrel, and on the bottom the mitzvah was squashed together, comes together, there's still some oil or wine on the bottom, that belongs to the mecher. So Mara says like this, Ki solik Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Elazar. When Rabbi Elazar went up to Eretz Yisrael, when he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel leZiri, he met up with Ziri. Omele, he said to him, Mikan Tano, the Yasnayu Rav Midos. Is there any Tanya that taught Rav these halachas about the Midos? So Achvo Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. They showed him Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Omalei. So when he went to him, like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said to him, Maiko Kashlecho, what's bothering you? Like, what's so schwer? What don't you understand, Pshan Nal Mishnah, about these Midos? What don't you understand? Titznani said, it's not like this. Here Chinu. Is after he poured out the wine and he let three drops drip out, then he tilted the barrel, umitzus, and there's some wine still left in there, harei shomecher. That's what our Mishnah says. The leftover wine in the barrel, that's a svar, still belongs to the mecher. Like that much lakeach is icha mecher. So the question was, I bought Tanan, we learned another Mishnah, we learned is a Gemara Mishnah in Trumas, we learned. Herchinu, let's say, like, first you made this wine into truma, and now you poured off the wine, and you're giving it to the kohen. So you poured off the wine, and three drops, with last three drops came out of the barrel already. Then hechinu amitzu, then the original owner, the regular Yisrael, tilts the barrel, and there's still some wine in it. So it says the mishnah rezu truma. So it still is truma's mashma. It doesn't belong to the Yisrael, the original owner. He still has to give it to the kohen. So here it's a stira. And now Mishnah is telling me the leftover drops belongs to the Meicher. The Lekech is Miyayish. And here, as far as Truma goes, you're telling me, no, it's still called Truma. You still have to give it over. So Meritz push it. Omer Avavua. And Meritz says, Omer Lehoit Molo, we learned on this. Omer Rabbi Avua. Mishum Yiyish Bailim Nagobu. The pshat is like this. That the reason why now, Mishnah, we say that, true, I'm selling you now this barrel of wine. So I pour it off into your barrel, and I let three drops even drip out. The rest, know why it belongs to me, is because Lekech is Miyayish. You give up hope, it's like you're Mechila to me. It's a Svar and Mechila. But Mechila only helps as far as Mumnes goes. Who owns it? But if it's Truma or not, Avada is Truma. Like, first the Yisrael had a whole barrel of wine, and he said, this barrel becomes truma. So by saying Arezu truma, every drop of wine in here becomes truma. So now when you go to the kohen, and you pour him off the truma, so even though you poured everything out in the last three drops, now if you tilt your barrel, there's still some wine on the bottom, what are you going to say? He's mechla to you. Let him be mechla to you. But Lamai said, still truma though. You can't take off the yeast of truma. You were first like Makdash, you made it into truma. But since you made it into truma, here for sure the svar is, it remains truma. You can't get rid of it. Yeah. The Mishnah says,
But no, we write the Gemara. It says, V'yachend v'ni eina chayev lahatif. That the chendin, though, he does not have to wait to drip off the last three drops. And then what does Rabbi Yehuda say at the end of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says at the end, that Erev Shabbos, im chashech osu yipoto. So Iberlu, I have a question like this. Rabbi Yehuda reisha koi ulukula. Is Rabbi Yehuda going on the reisha and he's saying a kula? Or idilma seifa koi ulukum is going on the seifa and is being a machmir. Because Bam explains like this. Aresha koi diktoni chayiv lahatif shalosh tipin. The Reisha says that when you sell the wine, you have to wait until three drops drip out. Li'olam at all times. V'yosu Rav Yehuda l'meima d'be'er Shabbos ein achayiv. So maybe Rav Yehuda is going on the Reisha and he's saying l'kula, that even though the Reisha says tam, the sirsum always has to wait to turn over to get the three drops out, but on Erev Shabbos he doesn't have to. I deal with the other side of no, maybe he's going on the Seifa. Hashbam says, the Tony says in the Seifa, the Chenveni Potter Melahatif, that a Chenveni, he's Potter. Since he's so busy, he's Potter. Now on this, Rabbi Yehuda says, that the Seifa says a Chenveni, the storekeeper's Potter, is saying the Chumra, that what, even a storekeeper, you know when you're Potter? Only Erev Shabbos, Im Chashaycha, right before Shabbos. That's the only time a Chenveni is Potter. But throughout the week, or the beginning of Erev Shabbos, and a chenami, then even a chenveni is also mechuyev to wait until those three drops spill out. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is being a big machmir. So Mar says, Toshma, come here, bring your proof. Toshma, the tani we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Erev Shabbos im chashecha, chenveni potter. So see, clearly Rabbi Yehuda is saying a chumra. Now that the Tanakhama said, a chenveni storekeeper is always potter, never has to wait when he pours off the wine for the last three drops to drip out. He's busy with his sale. He doesn't have to wait. Rabbi Yehuda says no. A chenveni also has to wait until the last three drops drip out of the barrel. The only time he's potter, Rabbi Yehuda says, only Erev Shabbos im chashecha, then chenveni potter. Mifnei shechenveni torud. That's the only time a chenveni is potter. His Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, everybody's busy buying food for Shabbos, so then the storekeeper is busy. He can't be worried now about turning over the wine and waiting for the last three drops to come out. So that's when he's potter. Ben Achlamis, throughout the whole week, your view of the talk would be a machmer to say, even a chenveni always has to wait for the last three drops to be turned over. The turnover. Now the Mishnah says like this: Hashaleach es benoi, a sochen v'ni, if somebody sends his son to the storekeeper to buy food. He gives him a punyin, gives him this much money. That's shnei isrin. Let's say it's like $2 worth. He gave him a punyin, to buy oil. So what happened was, umodad loy bi isr. Now the storekeeper measured off $1 worth of oil, modad loy bi isr shemen, v'nosan loyes isr, and he also returned an isr back with this cotton to the father. Because the father sent his son, let's say like with $2 to the storekeeper. So the storekeeper sent him back $1 worth of oil, and he also sent back the change. He sent back an issa, the dollar of the change. That's what happened. Now, on the way home for Shteitzach, he's only a kid. Shavar es hatzluchis. Let's say the barrel breaks. On the way home, the barrel breaks. V'yobed es issa. And also the kid loses the money, a normal thing. A kid's coming home now with a barrel of oil and with a dollar bill, with an isser, and he breaks both of them. What's the lach? Who's chayiv here? So it says, chenveni chayiv. You know the chenveni is chayiv, it's his fault. Who asked him to send it with a kid? Like, you know a kid is not a bardas, you know he can't wash it so well, so you have no right sending it back with the kid. Therefore, if the kid happened to the stam to break it by mistake, the chenveni is chayif, he has to pay back the balabos. He has no right to send this home with the kid.
Rabbi Yehuda, point of view, this says no, that the chen v'ni is potter. You know why? Shamnas kein sholchoi. Listen, that's what you did. Listen, the father, if you told when the father sends his kid with money to the store to buy oil, so pshita, what you mean to say is, give my son the oil, give him the change, and I trust him, and let him come home. So it's like the balabas told the chenveni clearly, you can give it to my kid. So the chenveni is only listening to instructions. Therefore, if it breaks right now, havad the chenveni is potter. That's the machlekes. Can I come in your Yehuda? We'll soon see what the machlekes is.
Now, umoydim chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, but the chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that bizman shat sluchis biyad hatinik. Let's say the barrel right now, the flask, is in the hand of the kid. Umo dad chen v'nila toicha, and while the kid was holding the flask, the storekeeper is measuring, pouring off this oil. He's measuring off an issa's worth of oil. Shechen v'ni poter. If it breaks, then henechnami, then the chen v'ni is poter. Let's see in the Gemara why. So Shbam says shechen v'ni poter means betzluchas levad. He's only poter upon the flask. Abu b'shemen v'yissa chayif. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Why does Chum agree to Rabbi Yehuda that when the kid is holding onto the flask, when the storekeeper is pouring the shemen into it and the flask breaks, and then he agrees that the kid is chayv and the chen v'ni is potter. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. So most is like this. Bishleim b'issa v'shemen. I can understand the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, when a father sends his son to the store to buy oil and to come home with a pound, with a dollar's worth of oil and a dollar's change, so I could understand what the machlekes says. B'shtayim ad b'issa v'shemen bo pligi. The Rabbanon savri le'yaduya shadrei. The Rabbanon hold that when a father sends his son to the store, he only meant to tell the storekeeper that I want something, that I need oil. But he did not mean to send it back with my son. Havadi meant to say, you send it back with your delivery boy. You have a delivery service. So when your delivery boy, the older son, the older boy, goes around delivering, let him bring it home. That's the Rabbanan Svara. But the father never meant to tell the chenveni, listen, send it with my son. My son's a kid. I know he can't take care of it. That's why the Rabbanan say that if it breaks now, the chenveni, he's chayiv to pay back for the wine and for the shemen and for the issa. And for Rabbi Yehuda, so what's Rabbi Yehuda? So no, lishdurei lei shadrei. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that since you sent the money with your son, you probably meant to say that you want the storekeeper to send the stuff back with the son. That's the machlekes. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds the chen v'ni is potter. I listen to orders. The orders was that I'm supposed to send home with your son the oil and the change, and that's what I did. So therefore, even though your son lost it, the chen v'ni is potter. Now I understand. Elo shovat sluchis, but let's say that sluchis, the flask broke. L'chura aveda midasi, it's aveda midas. Like, what's the machlekes over here? Here it should be called aveda midas. Shishbam explains, el sluchis. Amai chayiv chen v'ni l'shalim. Why do you say the chen v'ni has to pay if the kid breaks the flasks? Aveda midasi. The chimosru latinik. Because as soon as the father gave over this flask to his son to bring to the store to get the shemen, shen yodei l'shomroi, the son now does not know how to watch a flask. If so, hefkeru, it's come out like the father was masked right away. Hefkezer, v'yena chayshishem yachzirenu b'noi b'yodei rekornis, elo shishalach le'achendvini, mash yishalach mishaloihen, shemen enisa, b'yad pikeich. That's the Shiloh.
The Chura here, if the father sent this flask with his son to the store, so that's pshit like an Aveda Midas. It's like the father was not for it. Like if Kamat Zichu, you know your son's going to break it. So after the Tanakhama say, that's the Chen V'ni has to pay for the flask, why should he have to pay for the flask? Like, Bishleim, the money, the Shemen, that I can understand. Like, the money, maybe he won't lose so fast, the son. So the father thought for sure the money will be given over to the storekeeper, and the storekeeper should send back his own flask of shemen and his own change.
But if the father sent along the flask, the barrel, with his son, the father should know it's going to break right away. So he should. Why is he chayiv? What's from the Tanakama? Why should the chenvli be chayiv on the flask? Look who it's called an aveda midas. It's almost like efka. He should be potter. Like sending a flask with a young kid, you know a kid can't watch it. It's almost aveda midasi. So the answer is Omer Raboishio, hocho. The Baal Habayis, Moichet Sluchet Askinon, we're talking about that the Baal Abbas here himself, he sells barrels. That's what he does. Ukugoyin, the case is, Shenot Lochenveni, the storekeeper took a barrel now, Al Manas Labakroi. That's the case. That there's a private guy, there's a Baal Habayis, that he sells flasks. He makes sluchas, he makes barrels. Now, a Chenveni, a storekeeper, took one of these barrels, Almanath Labakroy, Almanath to check it out. He wanted to see if it could hold the oil, is there holes in it, does it do a good job or not. He wanted to check it out. That's called Labakroy. And Locherizu Kudu Shmuel, like Shmuel says, the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, that Hanoi to Kli min Umein. If somebody takes a Kli from a craftsman, from the Umein, the one that made it, if you take, let's say, a hammer from the man that makes it, Almanas Labakroi, that you want to take the hammer now and check it out. You want to bang with it and see if it's a good, strong one or not. Venenas biyodoi, and now an onus happened by you, that you lost it, or some armed robber came and took it away from you, it was an onus, so chayif. That's Shmuel's halacha, that's your chayif. That since you took it, Almanas Labakroi, to check it out, so you're chayif on all einsin. Even though an onus happens, you're chayif. That's Pshat Tanakam over here. The reason why the Chenveni is Chayiv, because we're talking about in the case where the Baal Habayis here was manufacturing tsluchis, flasks. And now the Chenveni now, he took this flask, he like borrowed the flask, he wants to test it out. He wants to see if it's good or not. And then he sent it back with the kid. See, even though an honest happened, it wasn't his fault that it broke, but the Maaseh, when you take something to check it out, you're even Chayin and Einsin. In other words, you're called like a shoyel. You're like a shema shoyel. If you borrow something, you even chayev anointin. So that's what Tanakama says over here, that you're a chayev. Like Rashbam says, bananas biyodik going shenofo biyodik nishpas chayev. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because if you just said this potter, but if you say the case is like Shmuel's case, so then the chenveni should be chayiv. So how come if you just said the chenveni is potter, so it's machloikis tanoi min Shmuel's dinner not? Shmuel says no. El rabba v'rab yosef damer tavayu. Both Rav Vodri was both said like this. Hocho bechenveni moichet sluchiyas askinon. We're talking about here that the chenveni himself, he's the one that's selling these barrels. Bechenveni moichet sluchiyas askinon. The chenveni is selling it. Now, the oz the Rav Yudu l'taymei, the Rabban l'tamay, they both go according to their own time. So Shbam says over here, Hocho bechenveni moichet sluchiyas. Vahach sluchiyas. Belongs to the Chenveni. The Baal Habayis sent money for it. Biyad v'noi liknois to buy this barrel. Mimenu. Ulohavi boy shemen. V'ruga chayt sluchas lek avedi midas. It's not called avedi midas. And the Rabbanu l'tamayu tiyamri gabi iser v'shemen chayiv uladi yoshadrei. That's the case. But the case here is talking about that the Chenveni is selling sluchas. So the Baal Habayis now was like this. The Baal Habayis send money with his son to buy oil. So now, if he's chayiv or not, it's very, that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says that lemaisa the chenveni is potter. Because when the Baal Habayis sent the money, he meant to say, send it back with my son. Therefore, the chenveni is potter. And the Rabbanim say no, that all the father meant to say was, you send it back to me. Therefore, it's good. In other words, this barrel we're talking about is not the Baal Habayis's barrel, but it's the Chenveni's barrel. The Chenveni owns barrels.
and the father only sent money with his son, that's all, that the son should come home with a flask full of shemen. That's the machlokes mishnah of Yehudah and the Rabbanim. Did the father mean to say, send it back with my son, therefore the chen v'ni is potter? That's Rabbi Yehudah's svara. And the Tanakhama is no. The father just meant to say, I want oil, but not to send it back with my son. He should have sent it back with a gadol.
Yeah.
In fact, tomorrow, Yehochi, so that's pshat over here. Yehochi, aim a sefer. Let's see, what does the sefer say? Yehochi, aim a sefer. If the kid is holding on to the sluchis, and the chenveni pulls off the wine, and it pulls off the wine into this sluchis, so the question is why? You're telling me laduya shadre, that lechura according. Again, so the question is why? You're telling me right now that why is the chen v'ni pot? Should be chayiv. Because you're telling me the rabbanim svar is that the father just meant to say, I want oil, but not to give it to my son. You're supposed to give it to somebody else. So why did the chacham agree to Rabbi Yehuda that the chen v'ni is potter? So what if the chen v'ni is pouring off the wine into the flask the kid is holding? But you're telling me he's talking about the chenveni's flasks. So the chenveni had no right to give it to the kid. So the chenveni should be chayiv. Why does it say he's potter? Say, Ella rather like this. Ella Abaya bar Avin for Rav Chanina bar Avin. The Yamar Tavaya, they both say, Hocha b'mayaskinon. We're talking about over here, Hocha b'mayaskinon. We're going Shanot lo lomad bo. They took it right now to measure it out. Rashi says, Rashbam Kloima. Masnis and la babalabayas, v'loy de chenveni. There's not a balabos and there's not a chenveni here. Mochritz luchis mari. You took it like you borrowed it to measure. Hashemin. V'yafagav deloy ledas a chenveni sholcho. Tishema loyit lenu, mi shanot lo mischayiv okhtarav. Like we soon see. Going shanot lo mitbo. They took this barrel, this luchis, to measure it. Ukhtarabba. Yoma Rabba, Hakisha Nishaibo. Looks like you're Rishul Shlomi Das. So Hakisha, shouldn't you hit the animal? It's like you're Koiner, it's in your Rishus. So you're like a Ganif now, Shichai Biyainsin. Here also, if the Chenveni picked up this barrel, Shlomi Rishus, see Shichai Biyainsin right away. So Mara says no. Ema the Yoma Rabba, when did Rabba say the Svarab of Balachayim? Only by animals. The Yangtavito Nigre Brysa. As soon as you hit an animal, you teach him how to move. You teach him how to run away. So therefore you corner it. But stam here by a barrel, you don't say it. Ki hagavnim yomer. El reado amarovo, ani varisha b'chabura, tagminu amani rabzeiro, hocho maaskinu gurin shenot l'lomad bo l'acherim. You borrowed this measuring cup now to measure it off for somebody else. And I'll tell you, over shoyer shloimidas, that's the machlekes. Or shoyer shloimidas, masa of a shoyel heve, that's your shoyel and yichayev. Masa of a shloimidas, you only your shoyel. Or masa of a gazlan heve. So that's the machlekes. The shoyer shloimidas is chayev or not. Yeah. Alright, let's stop here. Go to Slezach tomorrow. What? Chaya.